3. "These are the old encyclopedias you asked for," Moss said, placing the stack of hardcovers in my arms. "And one novel I thought you'd enjoy." There were 3 volumes total, each 2 inches thick. "The ones that were missing from your collection, W and J. I hope you'll find them useful for looking up werewolves and the like." He tapped his finger on the top of the first cover, signaling for me to open it. I lifted it gently, taking in the small packet of white powder nestled inside. A few of the pages had been cut out, creating a shallow recess. "Would you mind giving us a few moments alone?" I asked, looking to the corner of the parlor. Alina, the maid who'd replaced Beatrice, was arranging delicate cups on a tray, clearing the morning tea. She was short, with curly brown hair and small, wide-set eyes. She nodded before starting toward the door. I knew this was one of our final meetings, that things were coming to fruition, the power slowly, secretly shifting to the rebels. It was difficult to be hopeful, though. A heaviness had settled in after seeing Maxine. I worried about my friends, wondering where they were, if they could survive. Ruby and Pip were nearly 5 months along, maybe more. Why hadn't Arden sent word through the trail? When the door was shut tightly behind Alina, I unstacked the books, peering into each one. Inside the J Encyclopedia was a folded map and a crank radio similar to the ones used on the trail. "Funny," I said, opening the thick novel set on top, its title unfamiliar. A knife sat inside, the metal glinting in the light. "War and Peace. I get it." Moss smiled as he sat down in front of me. "I couldn't help myself," he whispered. "It felt appropriate. I'm working on getting you a gun, but with the siege close, supplies aren't as easy to come by. People aren't eager to part with the weapons they have." Moss was happier than I'd ever seen him. I couldn't help but be jealous. My nervousness had grown. Most mornings, I was weighed down by exhaustion. My hands shook, and there was a constant twisting pain in my stomach, like it had been wrung dry. "The end is near," Moss whispered. Then he wrapped his fingers on the book.